The Pool Carer's Masthead. The Pool Carer's Masthead was commissioned by Pool Museum for this exhibition. It was influenced by the museum's wonderful collection, which I spent many hours researching and drawing. I was struggling initially with a theme until I saw the museum's collection of ship mastheads, which I loved and wanted to create my own take on this traditional naval artwork. I loved that the mastheads reflected themes and names of the ships, so I decided to create one which, rather than representing a warship or trading ship, it would represent a ship for caring and carers. Along with imagery that relates to pool, caring and my own background. My masthead features a woman who wears a mask. Half of her face is removed so her jawbone can be seen. On the jawbone are the words "From Cradle to Grave," which are the words spoken by the founder of the NHS and welfare state, Anarin Bevan. In her hair is an image of a tall ship, which has just set sail from Poole. This ship badge has two wings on either side of it. Around her neck, she wears a scallop shell necklace, which was influenced by the Poole Town crest, which is featured on the front of the museum. She also has a tattoo on her neck, which features a rose with the word "hope" underneath, along with other tattoos which reflect naval seafaring themes and love. Around her shoulders, she has a linen wrap with the fleur-de-lis repeat pattern, which relates to my home city of Wakefield in West Yorkshire. She wears a dress with flowers which decorate the surface. On either side of her are the pool dolphins, which again are influenced from the town crest. They do not look much like dolphins, as they have scales, but they represent what people thought dolphins looked like without actually seeing one. On the back of her head, she wears a hairpin, which features a mermaid, which comes again from the town crest. She has a wooden support on her back, which was influenced by the research of other mastheads in the collection. The wooden support was how the masthead was connected to the ship. I have decorated this with roundels, which are influenced by the glass balls I saw on the harbour, and the roundels that adorn much of my own work and reflect Dalek designs. Along with other equipment and adaptations I must use in order to function as a disabled person. She sits on top of a wooden base, which again feature in my mobility Dalek roundels.